The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Michael, we have a guest that joins us today.
We do, and I'm not afraid to say that this gentleman is actually a real DJ instead of a... whatever I am, a dilettante wannabe fanboy DJ who, this is one of the best, most versatile DJs, producers, label owners in New Orleans. His name is Bryce Nice. He's a historian. He owns a vinyl company, a punk label, Raw Sugar Records. He's kind of what I want to be when I grow up. So I'm glad you're having him on to tell us how to do it.
There you go.
Hello, y'all. Thank you, Michael. That was incredible and well beyond. You're a real DJ. I know we've been in this for a long time together. And hello, Newell.
Thank you so much for coming on. When I was reading the bio about an independently owned and operated vinyl record manufacturing, It was just a blast from the past for me, right? My Macintosh amp, my Mac preamp, my dual turntable with a Shure needle and two huge Savard speakers, and of course the Macs were running VFET technology. It was the best, man. That was the best years of my life.
System, yeah.
It was. Sure. I could rock the walls down for sure.
Nice.
No, but it was a time in my life that, you never wanted it to end. Yeah, I love cassette and 8-track. I love talking to my kids about 8-tracks and cassettes, and they don't even know what the hell I'm talking about, right? and then like a vinyl record.
The other one. Yeah. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I just was going to say, I think cassettes are a little bit back. Vinyl is heavily back. I don't know if we're going to get 8-tracks back. That one might be okay to let go.
Yeah, hopefully not, quite frankly, but that's all right. So, yeah. Bryce, tell us about that. I got to imagine that everybody that you tell that about what it is that you're doing, that they get really curious and inquisitive.
Absolutely. And, again, thank you both for having me on. Thank you for hosting me on your show, Newell and Michael, for that fantastic introduction and for the work you're doing. Records, it's wild because, the physical medium has come back. As I'm sure you've seen the reports, they're just, the vinyl sales keep going up. We thought it was dead in the early 90s, and it never really went away. But, yeah, it's kind of a mystical art, and why in this digital age are we so attached to this this vinyl record and the art attached to it and the music on the grooves? I don't know, even though it's mystified me since I was a kid. And making the records is a whole nother part of the process that is, frankly, a little bit absurd. Hasn't changed much in 70 years since they started manufacturing vinyl records, sort of in the early 50s or whatever. And But it, yeah, it's incredible. It's an industrial plastic manufacturing process, so it's not as exciting in practice as what's on the grooves. But the reason we all love it is because of what ends up on the grooves and being able to play it at home. So yeah, it's pretty wild, and it's really fun to see, especially here in New Orleans, artists who have just made a record. Recorded it, spent, you know, put a labor of love in, and we don't just do New Orleans, but we do folks from all over, but especially we're really centered here. They come in and then they leave with an actual vinyl record. Takes a few months, it's not instantaneous, but the feeling of them opening that and then putting it on the turntable is sort of incomparable. It's amazing.
I love the fact that you said you don't know why this phenomenon is really going on.
Yeah,
you know, that's a first for me when somebody's heavily invested and engaged, and someone say, "I have no clue why this phenomenon's going on."
I mean, I can certainly tell you why I love it, and I think anyone who listens to them, even like you said, reminiscing on your system from the past, why did you? You know, they sounded so good, they still do, but it is tough. It's a little counterintuitive in our current environment when we're all going, you know, everybody's going to streaming and stuff. Why we're going back to this kind of bulky medium? And there, it's the mysticism of it. There's something about being able to touch it, to listen to it, hear the groove. It just, you know, it sounds better, and it feels good, especially for an artist you really love. It feels like you're sort of you're getting a direct connect with them.
Well, I mean, yeah. If I could interrupt, I'm sorry. There is the physicality of the medium, and I know this because we're moving, and so I was forced by my lovely and considerate wife to trim down my CD collection from 1,200 to about 250. And going through them, wow. I was just so interesting about how every one that I touched, and I collected CDs from, I guess, probably like the early 90s through the early aughts, how many of them triggered a specific memory of time, place, feeling? Albums even more so because they're larger. And you just don't get that memory dividend from a Spotify click. So it's a much richer medium in every sense. And I think people are kind of returning to that, the value you get out of it in that sense, not to get too mystical or get too Rick Rubin, but I think there's something there.
Well, it's so Absolutely. True. I was cleaning out my mom's house, and under the stairwell, they built shelves, and my mom and dad were dancers. They danced every Friday night, every Saturday night. Latin music, all kinds of music. And they must have, I don't know, 400 albums, you know, stacked up there. And I just sat there one day and started going through them and just remember listening to them playing these albums and just reminiscing about, you know, as a young kid, watching them dance, watching their love to dance and watching their love, you know, for each other while dancing. I mean, it was just, it really is something special that way. You can touch it,
Absolutely.
Feel it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We feel like New Orleans as a music city, obviously, I know you guys talk a lot about all the economy, but one thing that we have here is this music economy that's vibrant, not just in New Orleans, but across Louisiana. And there had never been a record press, actually, in the city of New Orleans. There had been a really big one out in Ville Platte in the 80s, and there had been some others in other parts, but there had never been one in New Orleans. And it sort of connects the circle of the origins of jazz and rock and roll and all these things that we love that are here. But somehow being able to actually make the records here and have an artist come pick them up here is also part of that connection that I really love. And I think it extends that consumer feeling, you know, of like going to a record shop, remembering, or like you talked about, Noah, with your parents. But also this, I think, kind of closes a loop in a really exciting way that we see as a benefit to the city and culture.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So you said a lot that this, the technology itself hasn't really changed much. It's a heavy material laden process, it sounds like. Yeah. Where do you source these materials?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. Yeah, that's actually a challenge. There's a lot of the raw materials that we use to make the record. So we actually do manufacture the record itself here. We take PVC pellets, just in a granular form, and press them into the vinyl records. There's a whole lot of other stuff that goes into it in that process, but we physically manufacture those here. Those pellets themselves, I think, are, the biggest single item we have to source, and they all come from overseas right now. There's other parts that come from elsewhere as well. Some of the metal parts we don't make here in Louisiana, the electroplating, of course, there's electroplating facilities here, but not for this industry. There's paper and printing and things that could be here elsewhere, but the single biggest one is that PVC product that comes from overseas. And we'd love to look at it possibly sourcing it locally, since there is that capability here in Louisiana.
Bryce, is the pricing competitive? I mean, what are the cost of the goods to manufacture this? I mean, is it out of whack,
sure,
or is it,
yeah,
in line to with, speaking, going back to when they were popular, or what?
So, per record, you're spending, a decent amount more than you did. I think vinyl is retailing anywhere from $15-$16 for an LP on the low end, and that's a pretty low end, up to boutique products that are $40-$50 and more, depending. I think you see a lot of folks talking about vinyl as a revenue source for artists and labels directly, where they're not receiving revenue from streaming really at all, and very little from paid downloads of those things. So a physical product, both through the internet or through the mail, I guess, but also then through touring, is where a lot of artists are realizing money. So our price point, and we'll make as short run as 100 records, maybe even 50 records, then you're paying quite a bit per unit because of the number of of initial costs there are. But when you get it up into 5,000 units for like a bigger artist, it costs $6 to $10. I'll just give you a range, and then they're retailing those from $20 to $50. So it sort of depends on your perspective. You know what I mean? It's a really good revenue source for an artist or a label who has a good direct connect with their fans. Not quite as cheap as going to the bin in the 80s and there'd be a $9.99 section. There's little of that, but you can get a great new LP for $20, $30, depending on what it is.
So Bryce, when we look at some of the newer generations, whether it be Gen X, Y, Gen Z's, millennials, is there one group or one age group that has a stronger affinity to this than, thinking about my generation, baby boomers, this is what we grew up in, right?
It's interesting. It's a great question. And actually, every type of music has seemed to have a renaissance on vinyl. There's not one type. And by then extension, that carries to different age groups and sort of demographics and things that people are interested in. We just pressed a run of 78 RPM records. Would you ever think that you would be pressing a 78 RPM record in 2024? But there is a niche market of people who love old-time music, like usually a jazz music sort of origin in the 20s and 30s, 40s, and they want it on a 78, and they maybe still play it on a 78. Now, there's lots of people who are, making new music at home on their computer, rappers, digital creators of dance music and things like that. They're 18 years old, and they're putting their records, their music on vinyl. And, of course, all the classics that you know from every era, whether it's Beatles or classical music or soul music, all of it is ending up jazz. It's all ending up on wax, and there's niche markets for it. So, of course, some are bigger than others. But, it's a pretty dynamic sector, I would say, musically. Crosses all kind of interests.
So you're making 33s, you're making 45s and 78s.
Yeah, we make them all. We mostly focus on the LP size, 33 RPM, although you can cut that at whatever speed you want. You know, we used to call them, you know, LPs are usually 33, but they can be cut at a different speed. But not to get bogged down with that, we mostly do a 12-inch record, which is your standard LP, but we'll make the others as well. Yeah.
This is very interesting.
You know, we make them for folks. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So, you know, we make them for folks all over the world, actually. They're shipping our first LPs to the Philippines now. We've shipped to Japan and other countries, although in most, you know, there are vinyl manufacturers in other places. We certainly do the most for our local community. We work with the Great Tipitina's Record Club. They have, they put out records every 2 months. We just made a Preservation Hall jazz band and brass band. We make things for, you know, heavy metal and punk rock musicians, rappers, everybody here in New Orleans. And it's really fun. We make PJ Morton's records. Like, it's so fun to see people come and pick them up here and get them right out to their fans. So I'd say it really crosses everyone.
You got me really missing my Savards and my Polk audio speakers that I lost in Katrina. Damn it.
When you get it back up, come get some records from us. We'll have some records for you when you get your system back up.
Hey, Bryce, let me ask you this question. I always thought that it'd be really nice in New Orleans to set up a Tokyo-style audiophile bar. You know, like a little place, seats about 20 people.
A lifting bar, yeah.
I mean, I already had the name for it. I was going to call it Supersonic, done in like those American Airlines, Sans Serif. Let's just do that, man. I mean, at least we got one customer.
Love it.
Cool.
Yeah, look, exactly.
Absolutely. I think, any ways to connect that, you know, we're in a city of music. We don't have one yet. Let's do it.
You put wine in there and I'm there, baby. That's all I can tell
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Right now, Newell has to go to one of those pottery and Chardonnay bars. It's pathetic. Like, we need
to. It is.
We need to.
It is totally pathetic.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Bryce White with New Orleans Record Press. Thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck to you. This is great. I'm totally intrigued by this all. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for having me and for the Record Press. And anybody wants to make records, come get with us. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time. It's a pleasure. Thanks,
all
Mike.
Righty.
Thanks,
we'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.